This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Hour number three, Ben and Woods on a Thursday morning. Short week here as we close in on Friday. Welcome. It is good to have you with us, Tier 1 listeners, to the Ben and Woods program. And we appreciate everything that you do, getting up and spending some time with us in the morning, even during the pandemic, Woods. Really, I'm always amazed, you know, people reaching out. And had a couple who said that they had tried to reach out to me, and I didn't respond. Someone said that I walked past them at the ballpark.
Oh,
if I'd done that, man, to you in the past, I apologize. I sometimes get in my own world. I'm so one track. It's focused on something.
He was sleepwalking.
I didn't like hear you and choose to ignore you. I just didn't hear you. I had something on my mind. I was going, and I never even. Sometimes I don't pay attention. My wife will tell me that as well.
Yeah, my wife will often tell me that as well.
Are you listening? Are you even there? And honestly, no, I'm not.
I'm not here.
I'm not here. I'm somewhere else. My mind has left the building, and it is somewhere else at the moment. So, my apologies to anyone out there.
Yeah, Ben's not.
Ever felt like
Ben is not a big timer, dude. He's not going to big league you. All right, he'll probably talk to you longer than he should. To be honest with you, I will definitely say hi, but you will see me immediately. Starts to slowly back away. Hey, yeah. Okay. Sure. But I wanted to ask you, Benny. I was very surprised to find out that you've jumped on to the Dave train.
Why were you surprised? You've talked up this show,
Dave,
basically saying it's maybe the greatest show you've ever watched.
It's my favorite in the last two decades. It's my favorite show. Sopranos number one for me. This is my favorite show in the last 20 years.
We've been getting all these streaming recommendations every Friday from Craig Elston. He talked about it, I think, a little over a week ago.
I'm doing a podcast with him today about Dave, the new Crossing Streams. I'm going to be on there today.
I just felt like I need to see what this is all about. So
I
watched the first episode.
So I have to ask, what were your thoughts on Dave? It's on Hulu.
I laughed. I laughed quite a bit at the show. It was funny. Is it like my ideal subject matter?
Right. So it's essentially a guy that's trying to break into the world of hip hop and rap. He's a white Jewish kid with he's got the fro going.
Yeah.
And he's so uncool that he's really cool. And he is meeting and he's just trying to get in that world, but he's a really good rapper. And that's kind of the interesting part of it. I laughed in the first 5 seconds of seeing it. It grabbed me. I mean, that was one of those things where I watched it and I went, oh, my God, this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He's getting his junk looked at in the doctor's office, and it's hysterical. But it is that world of hip-hop, which, by the way, half the time I'm watching it, I'm like, huh, what are they talking about? So I'm almost there with you, but he makes me laugh so much, and you know why. Because he's the hammer. Dave is the hammer.
There are a lot of similarities there that I could not ignore.
It's crazy how similar they are. The confidence, the just kind of weird off brand humor, just stuff that you look at and you go, that really came out of your head, or that really came out of your mouth. It reminds me of
Hammer's known to freestyle at times. He's also a poet.
He's a poet.
He also makes the same kind of worldly observations that Dave does. Things that maybe everyone's thought of from time to time, but no one really speaks out loud.
Correct.
He's unafraid to speak them out loud into the world.
It's such a great show. If you haven't watched it yet, if Ben likes it, then you'll like
it. It was funny because there was one joke in particular that I laughed out loud. I rarely laugh out loud when I'm an inside laugher when I'm watching television.
A chuckler. You're a chuckler.
I'm a chuckler, but I laughed out loud, and you said, I want to try to guess which one it was. I'm surprised you remembered. Did you, like, go back and watch the
first episode? I watched it,
just to figure out which joke it was, and first guess, you actually nailed the joke.
It's very you. So I watched it last night because, again, I will be doing that podcast with Craig today, the new Crossing Streams. We'll be talking about Dave, and they've gotten picked up for a second season. LeBron was tweeting at him, like, yo, when's this coming back? And, I mean, it's just, it makes me happy. It makes me feel good. It also makes me sad. They cover all the, are you going to continue with it?
I think so,
There's 10 episodes. And, I mean, I told you guys in the text last night,
I'm not going to binge it all in a night.
Of course.
I will likely continue with it.
I mean, there was one I was sobbing at. Not like one single tear, like, sobbing. It's such a good show. They cover all the bases of all the range of emotions. Brilliant, brilliant show.
The joke was when he referred to us. I go, Wayne, Lil Wayne, the rapper. Do you know any other Wayne?
Brady.
Gretzky.
I know. It's like,
exactly what I would think.
They
too.
Mentioned sports with Wayne Gretzky, and that's the one Ben liked. No, it was great. Paulie, what do we have for Corona content today? I know I teased Fartgate. Should we start there? Let's just do it.
Nothing makes Ben more uncomfortable than some fart gate.
Dave may be uncomfortable as well at times.
Yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable.
I mean, we've had, three or four fart gates in the last few months?
We have. We've had a good solid three to five fart gates.
Sure. Well, there's so much Zooming going on, and people don't know how to mute their microphones.
The Supreme
had that
Court
flushing
justice.
Toilet during the Supreme Court argument.
It was amazing.
So here is this was Joe Biden. I can't remember. He was on a news network doing an interview. This is a very
MSNBC.
MSNBC. This is a very short clip, so you're going to have to listen carefully. But tell me if you can hear it.
Programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So
the best part, and you can't see it because we're on the radio, was the interviewer looks up and gives that, you know, the meme of the guy that's like, whoa. With the eyes blinking, he did that face.
It almost sounded like like paper riffling to me.
No.
Here we go, one more time.
Yeah.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So
it sounds like the flatulence of an old man.
Yeah.
One more time, Paul. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So
the guy's face was like, oh wow, he just he did that on the right here on my show.
Yeah, or stop work on roads and bridges. So
you do.
Could have been the host.
It could have been somebody.
He gave the look to deflect suspicion
again.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So
I mean,
could have been like the
God
cameraman in a mask.
It also sounds like he
a few feet away.
It also sounds like he was pantsless. It doesn't sound like there was anything to muffle.
That's why I'm suspicious.
Well, I mean, he's doing a Zoom interview. You don't wear pants.
But the microphone's way up, you know, it's usually pinned way high.
But you know those lavaliers, they pick up everything.
Front to back, back to front, really.
But it could, like I said, it comes from the... One more time.
Programs. Or stop work on roads and bridges, so...
Oh, my gosh.
If that's the case, like, just wait. Just wait until the interview's over. Oh, man, I got to run to the bathroom real quick. I was dying. I mean, I had to do it for 6 months when I was dating my wife. You spend the night, hold it, you don't sleep at all. at all, not a wink. And you get in your car the next morning and, you know. It's...
I mean, you don't even have to finish the interview. Finish your sentence and put yourself on mute.
That is that weird thing in a new relationship that you can't admit to the other person that you do have to use the restroom on occasion.
No, I've done the leave and, hey, I got to run and get a Dr. Pepper down at 7-Eleven. You were gone for a while. Yeah,
you know what I love
flat
about
tire.
You? You know what I love about you, honey? You never have to go to the bathroom.
Ever. It's, you never go to the bathroom.
It really is one of the most appealing things. I've never met anyone like you who has never had to use the bathroom before. And I think it's fantastic. You're in for a disappointment. If that's why you've fallen for someone because they never use the bathroom, you're in for a disappointment.
I still have, at my age, by the way, I still have entirely too many single friends who meet a new girl, and then they go on the first vacation. And I get the phone call every time. They're like, what do I do? It's the first, what do I do? If I go to the lobby. Tell you got to pick up a paper. You want to go check out the Continental Buffet and go to the lobby and handle your business.
I'm going to run downstairs, grab some coffee. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll be right back. You want anything? Yeah, just go to the lobby. That's what the lobby in a hotel is for. For new couples on vacation. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. What else we got, Paulie?
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So,
is that it?
I could just listen to
the entirety of Corona content for today.
No, we
don't have some great choir in their bathroom performing a song. All we have is
pan flute.
It's Joe Biden.
We have one more. I'm trying to remember the guy's name, but somebody did. We've done, what, 5 or 6 Nirvana covers in Corona content over the last couple of months. Some very good. Some very
Puddle of Mud
terrible.
This Post Malone was great.
Post Malone's was great. That was by far my favorite so far. This one is a guy playing a slide guitar, and he's playing Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana. Take a listen. Well, first of all, would you guess, good or bad?
Good.
Good.
Gonna be good? All right. You were right. One guy just sitting there with the guitar on his lap.
That's so relaxing. I could listen to this all day long. That is fantastic.
Something's very talented.
When I saw this, I was like, oh, is he going to sing? What's he going to do here? He lets the guitar do all the work.
That is really good, man. Who's this guy? You don't have his name?
It's like Dan. Very odd spelling on his last name.
All right, I'll find it. That's fantastic.
Dan,
really good stuff.
D-U-B-U-Q-U-E.
Dubuque. It's a city in Iowa.
Double K.
Dubuque.
Good stuff. Very nice.
That's rad.
Like, if you did a whole album of songs and just played them like this, I would listen.
All in. God, that's good.
So I want to set the stage for what we've got coming up later this hour. Woodsy, at 7:35, we are going to play the Nearlywed game.
Oh, my God.
Our very own Paul Reindel is going to get married in a virtual Zoom ceremony on Saturday. It's a real ceremony. He's really married when it's over.
Yeah.
You're going to be the officiant.
I am.
You're a member of the clergy now.
I am. I've got a tag
and a card.
Performing
the wedding. I will be just one of the many nameless, faceless guests watching on the internet, which is fine. Actually, it's preferred. I thank you, Paul, for not making me part of your wedding. He knew what to get me, as he knows me well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But I will be watching. But to test our newlyweds,
I'm nervous.
Our soon to be newlyweds, we're going to play the Nearly Wed game. And if you remember your game shows, I think it was Bob Eubanks hosted the Nearly Wed game, where you'd have the new couples and they'd come in and they'd each get asked the same question. And if they could match their answers, they'd get a point. And then the winning couple usually got some sort of cool, like, second honeymoon vacation that they'd get to go on. Well, we're going to modify that for our purposes, and we're going to Paul and Megan see how well they know each other and
see,
know what the other's responses will be to certain questions.
Even though Ben is hosting the Nearly Weds game, Woods came up with the questions, I believe, and that's what makes me nervous. I would be able to handle Ben's questions. Like, oh, what's Megan's favorite soda? That one,
100%.
That is very easy. I have no idea where you're going to be going.
It's going to be more on the along the lines of, has Paul and Megan ever?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
What are we doing? I thought you were going to talk.
No?
No?
All
right.
Good.
Should I talk?
Sure.
You guys okay
over
there?
You want me to talk?
No.
What's happening?
All right, we got Don't Do This coming up next.
Well, I've got a Philly radio host in trouble and may lose his job. I've got the audio, so I'll let you be the judge.
And I have a story that is actually going to have you, Woodsy.
Me.
Rethinking a recent purchase.
Oh, no.
Yes, that is coming up next. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.